It is a long psalm, and I hope and pray that I did justice to it. But, you know, it's not surprising that we as Christians often ask, why has God done this in my life? You ever look back in your life and you wonder, well, why has God done that? Well, he is faithful and kind. So why does he appear to be so cruel at times? Well, I think the prayers that are unanswered when God has promised that he will answer. And we must not give black and white answers like, well, you don't have enough of faith. No, the reality is that sometimes the way of God seems unfair in this life, and we may never know why. Like many of the other psalms, Psalm 89 addresses this issue. Psalm 89 surprises us. It almost seems like there's two diametrically opposed psalms. It begins with a psalm of praise by singing of God's love and faithfulness in verses 1 and 2, and then the love was shown particularly when a covenant was established with David, promising him a lasting dynasty, verses 3 and 4. And then the psalmist exalts God as supreme among all the heavenly beings in verses 5 and 8. The creator and the powerful rule of heaven and earth, verses 9 through 13. So I think all of this forms the backdrop of the central part of this psalm is when the writer remembers how God chose David. I often wondered about that because King David was chose by God and everything and all the history and everything that goes with it. And, of course, God said that David was a man after his own heart. And then I come to realize that's because he repented and asked for forgiveness. But I digress. David is to be both the people's king and his own firstborn son, verse 27. And you can find that in 1 Samuel chapter 16. So while the Lord will discipline any of David's descendants who fail to keep his commands, verse 31, nevertheless, he has promised to never violate his covenant, verse 34. So David's line will continue forever, verses 35 through 37. But then in verse 38, there's a dramatic change in tone. But you have rejected your anointed one. Now, that's an accusation that is fierce, that God had broken his promise. Now, we don't know what crisis prompted the writer of this psalm, that outburst. But the nation of Israel is under threat from enemies, and it appears the end of the rule of kingdom of David is very near. So the psalm concludes with a plea for God to change his attitude and take action, verses 50 and 51. I think the fact that the line of David came to an end with the fall of Jerusalem in 586 B.C. Had God broken his promise? Well, it certainly looked like it, doesn't it? However, the prophets foretold of a future of David who would reign forever. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 5, and Jeremiah 23, 5 and 6. See, that's the good news of the New Testament, is that the true Son of David has come, and God's faithful people recognized him. Matthew 9:27, Luke 1:32, and Acts chapter 13, verses 22 through 23. The New Testament then ends with the promise of the second coming of the offspring of David. Oh, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 16. So, I think the writer of Psalm 89 looked like God had broken his word. But today, we can see that he was always faithful. And the promise of providing an eternal king. Praise be to God. So, in the same way, I think one day we'll be able to look back and see how God, the Lord Jesus, is working out his good and purpose in our lives, too, even when it didn't look like it. Well, I know in my own life, as I look back in my life, and I thank God that I had made that decision and how my life has changed, and also look back, even when I was not sure of my faith or anything, how God was always actively working in my life, protecting me and giving me strength to keep on keeping on. And then finally, when I hit bottom, I had nowhere to go but to look up, and I said, oh, Lord, if you're everything they say that you are, come into my life and be Lord over it. But this one day at a time thing is long. Oh, I can't handle all that time. If we can do it 1 second at a time, I think I can do it. And he's been faithful to me with the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit, walking this walk since July the 21st, 1986, at 6 o'clock in the morning, 1 second at a time. Praise be to God. But what about you? Are you able to talk to God? And if you can, what would you say? Well, I think it's Psalm 88, the writer of Psalm 89, does not end on a note of hope or trust. So how is our situation different? Because of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Wow, God manifested in the flesh to come and live among us. That's why I call this the Word is the Way to Life podcast, based on John 1:1, where God became flesh and dwelt among us. Emmanuel, God with us. What a wonderful thing. I hope and pray that you do have a personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, and sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. But it is a simple prayer for simple people, just to take time, as it says in the Psalm, be still and know that I'm God, and say, Lord, I need you in my life. And I can tell you, if you ask Him to come in, He will be there. And He will help you and guide you and strengthen all the days of your life in Jesus' name. Well, thanks for tuning in to The Word is the Way to Life, because He truly is that. Have a blessed day.